But did they always have the same tune to it?
Oh, yes, they had the same tune all the time, but different wording, you know. They would make up words all the time.
Okay.
Well, see, the fellows from different railroads would come and work on this track with us, and each fellow, perhaps he'd have a new verse that he'd add to the song.
Well, good. Well, now, let's hear the way you remember it.
Well, sing it over again. Sing it now.
Start from again. Right.
John Henry, when they brought John Henry to this country, they brought him through by land. The people came from far and near just to see a steel-driving man. Just to see a steel-driving man. When John Henry was but 6 days old, you could hold him in the palm of your hand. But when he got to be 6 months old, you had to rock him in a wayward land. You had to rock him in a wayward land. John Henry told his captain that a man ain't nothing but a man. Before I let this hammer I do me, I'll die with the handle in my hand. John Henry, I'll die with the hammer in my hand. John Henry had a little woman, and the dress she wore was red. She looked down the track and she never looked back. Says, I'm going where John Henry fell dead. I'm going where John Henry fell dead. Dead, dead, dead.
3143, B1, 2, and 3.
Every morning about 4 o'clock, the foreman, tent shack rouster, would go around and knock on the tent with his axe hammer. Says, all right, boys, let's go back. Says, let's go back, boys, to the double track. The work ain't hard, the man ain't mean. Cook ain't nasty, but the grub ain't clean. You sleep on my good bed, and you call them bumps. You eat my good ration, and you call it junk. So now let's go back.
Well, how was the arrangement of the tents?
The tents were in circles.
Uh-huh.
They were built in circles so as in when he'd leave the last tent, he would be at the first tent again.
Well, you see what?
He'd go all around, and when he'd stop at the last tent, he'd be right back at the first tent again.
Now, he was the foreman of the job?
Well, he was one of the foremen on the job.
Uh-huh.
See, they would take turns in arousing the men every morning. But this particular man, he would use those phrases.
Uh-huh. And he just said them like that?
Yes, he didn't have no expression whatever.
Well,
it was just dry.
Even if he had no expression. Let's hear it again.
Come on, boys. Let's go back to the double track. The work ain't hard and the man ain't mean. Cook ain't nasty, but the grub ain't clean. You sleep on the good beds and you call them bunk. Eat my good ration and you call it junk. So let's go back. Over.
Tell me when it was different.
Sometime when the boss man wouldn't go around himself, he'd send some of the fellas, the colored fellas, around to arouse the men. They said, come on, boys, said, let's go back to the double track. Said, the work ain't hard and the man ain't mean. Cook ain't nasty and the grub ain't clean. Yes, you sleep on his good beds and you call him bunk. You eat his good ration and you call him junk. Said, now if I had a collar, you'd want to fight. Now that white man collar is Captain All Right, so let's go back. All of these songs that I'm singing, they didn't have no particular title. We just began singing them as the feelings would come on.
All right. When did the feelings come on
to it? Well, sometime the fellas would be near payday, and some of the fellas would think about going away to another job, and they began feeling good. They began singing some of these songs, and this one in particular. There's a big day in Atlanta. There's a big day in Atlanta. Horse race to be run. Old Stewboy darting like lightning. Lord Stewboy darting like lightning. Lord Molly, she's blind. Lord, Lord Molly, she's blind. Lord, I shot dice, shot dice all in England. Lord, I shot dice, shot dice all in England. Played cards all in Spain. Well, then I'm going back down in Georgia. I'm gonna play my farewell game. Oh, trotting Liza, trotted all the way from the equator. Oh, trotting Liza, trotted all the way from the equator. In one day, Lord, Lord, in one day. Oh, she must have been, then.
3144A.
During the early days of the settlers in South Carolina, in Beaufort County, when the church was first established there, before there were schools and seminaries, why, those people, the preachers, preached mostly by imagination. And as I've been in contact during my boyhood days with quite a few of the settlers from that part of the state, I've learned this sermon, how an old minister used to preach it a long time ago. And instead of being able to read a text from the Bible, he just imagined something and went on to preach it in a form of dialect, as I shall give you now, as near as I can imitate him. He says, sisters and brothers, me being fine, we talked this morning about Gad and Aram. He said, Gad been a good Gad. He make the world, he make everything in the world. And man been the last thing God been, Gad been for me. And so when Gad make man, say, him look around out there, and the cow had a pattern, and the goat had a pattern. The sheep had a pattern, so everything had a pattern but man. And Gad him get sorry for man. Him take a little fine, and he find man for sleep. And when he get man found for sleep, he easy hand in man's side, and take a rib out man's side, make lumen and give man, for man partner. And then when Gad been give man this almond, say, Gad tell us now you're to eat all the trees in the garden. But the day you eat that tree in the middle of the garden, that'll be the day you die. And so then, say, as soon as Gad been for go back to him rest place, the almond that Gad give man will sneak out across the garden and see a little red apple hanging on the tree. Him snatch him down and bite him, say, him taste so good. And went back and give man a bite, and man it taste so good, and man him eye come open. Man get scared then, went way back down to Gad and hide himself behind the tree. When he get down there and hide himself behind the tree, in the cool of the evening, Gad been for come back to see about him. When Gad been for come back down there, say, out there in that garden, say, Gad has so many sweet things out there planted, the orange tree and the apple tree and the nana tree, the plum tree and so many sweet things, the river Jordan flow lasses. So Gad him been for come back to see about man. Adam been hide way down behind the trees. Adam, God said, where you, Adam? Say, hear me. Say, what a matter you hide about this? Say, the woman that you give me, him bite apple, it tastes good. Him give me a piece of me eye come open. And when me eye come open, me get scared and hide myself behind the tree. And when me been hide myself behind the tree, and say, hear your voice come, me get scared. So Adam is scared, Gad, when I catch him. Adam jump one way and Gad him jump the other. And Adam jump one way and Gad him jump the other way. After a while, Adam, Gad get mad, went back and look up in the sky and say, you gamble? I want you to go down to my blacksmith shop and get me chopping ox and throw him down through there. And so when Gad went and Gable throw God chopping ox down, it come so hard, he'll stick up in the ground. And Gad, he grabbed the chopping ox and get behind Adam, and Adam tear out through the woods as hard as him been for run him. Adam run. And the Gad him get so close on Adam, Adam gets scared and jump into a goofy hole. And Gad he take a chopping ox and chop Adam tail off, and man been bobtail ever since. And then on the close of the sermon, the old sister started singing, you cow die, throw him away. You mule die, throw him away. Little dog die, throw him away. And everything die, must throw him away.
Oh, what was that song? Where did that song come in?
On the close of the sermon, open the doors of the church after you got through.
Yeah, and who would sing it?
Old sister in the Amen Corner.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I mean, what was there any particular thing, reason for singing the song? Was that what, when, at the opening of the church door?
The church door, yes, a call for member, uh-huh. church members.
And this is the song that was used, she would use?
Yes, sir.
Would you sing it over again, please?
Cow died, throw him away. The mule died, throw him away. The little dog died, throw him away. And everything died, must throw him away.
3144B1, 2, and 3.
Zora Hurston speaking. In all the big work camps, sawmills, and turpentine steel and road camps and whatnot, they have a man to go around and wake up the camp. And he has various chants and hollers to wake him up, and sometimes he makes them up as he goes along. Yes. All right. Well, I heard these at Loughman, a big sawmill down in Polk County. Wake up, bullies, get on the rock. Tain't quite day, but it's 5 o'clock. Come up on that cover, bullies. Come on up on that cover, lest you want some trouble with the walker. Come on. Wake up, Jacob. Days are breaking. Get your whole cake of bacon and your shirt till shaking. Wake up, bullies. Pull for the show. Big club game on the other side, and I know you want to go. On the other side, and I know you want to go. Hey, you rowdy mule skinners, you better learn how to skin. Kevin got a new job and they need 100 men.
What kind of a song is this, Dora?
This is a Nassau song from the Bahamas.
When is it used?
Well, they sing the song when they're jumping the fire dance.
What is the fire dance?
The fire dance is some sort of African survival in the West Indies, and they beat the drums and sing these little songs.
And how did you happen to learn it?
Well, I was doing research down there, collecting the songs on the Columbia University, and I collected quite a few of them, and this is just one of them. Mr. Brown, I want your daughter, oh, Mr. Brown. Coat her like a lady, oh, Mr. Brown, young lady. Oh, Mr. Brown, oh, Mr. Brown. Oh, Mr. Brown, oh, Mr. Brown. Oh, Mr. Brown, young lady. Oh, Mr. Brown, oh, Mr. Brown. And they keep that up until the drum is cold, and then they change it, and they sing another song of the same kind.
What is this?
This one, this song is... This little song is a story. The young lady thinks that it's time for them to get married. In fact, she thinks they just have to, and the boy doesn't want to marry. And so this song is about it. Till I lend me your pigeon to keep company with mine. Till I lend me your pigeon to keep company with mine. My pigeon gone wild in the bush, my pigeon gone wild. My pigeon gone wild in the bush, my pigeon gone wild. Evelina, Evelina, you know the baby don't favor me. Hey, hey, you know the baby don't favor me. Evelina, Evelina, don't you tell your mama it belonged to me. Hey, hey, you know the baby don't favor me.
Are those songs sung in Florida as well as in the West Indies?
Yes, Dr. Kors. They are sung in Key West and Miami and Palm Beach and out in the Everglades, where a great number of Nassaus are working in the bean fields and whatnot. There are a great number of them in Florida. They hold jumping dances every week.
I think it's very interesting that we have influences from the West Indies as well as from the rural South in our Florida Negro folklore.
3145A1 and 2.
El que tiene el gusto de dirigirle estas breves palabras Es el señor Gilberto Delfino, manager de este pequeño grupo de variedades que actúa en el Círculo Cubano Tampa, Florida, los que van a tener el gusto de entretenerlos con unos números musicales.
What Mr. Gilberto Delfino just said is that he is manager of a Latin group now playing at the Cuban Club in Tampa, Florida, who are going to sing for you some of their traditional Cuban songs. I am the pianist of the unit, Art Pages, and will play some of them for you myself. All of the actors in the unit are all native Cubans, and they came from Cuba about 2 or 3 months ago.
Can you tell me, in their performance, do they sing and play some of the old songs, the traditional songs?
They have to, for they are requested to do so.
Good.
The melody that Estela Echezabal will sing for you next is a typical Cuban peasant melody. This is sung in the country by the peasants. It's probably she's probably heard it all her life from her parents and so forth.
Do you want me to do that in Spanish?
In Spanish? ¿Qué tiempo hace que usted oyó esa melodía, Estela?
Pues alrededor de... Yo lo oí hace poco porque soy joven, pero mis abuelos me dicen que hace como 25, 40 años más o menos.
40 años que esa melodía existe, ¿o qué?
Sí.
She has said that she has heard that melody, of course, recently due to the fact that she's very young, but she has heard her parents say that they have heard it for years and years back.
All right.
I feel like Chisella will sing this melody for you now. The Cuban peasants use songs to call on their loved ones, especially at night or in the morning. And the song that Estela Echezabal just sang is one of them. Roughly, it is morning and he is singing to his loved one. And though he claims that the sun is just out and he can see everything clearly, it seems like there's nothing around until he sees her.
Yo soy Carlos Pous, el diamante negro de la escena. Carlos Pous, que está actuando en el Teatro Círculo Cubano, va a tener el gusto de hacerles esta composición cubana, afrocubana, que se titula Guabina.
Guabina, que yo no quiero que tú te vayas,
con esa gente del Mangla, porque tú sabes que son muy chumas, que todos son guapos y no les gusta trabajar. Y yo no quiero que esa gentuza a ti te embulle a dar paseo al cañaveral. Y que tú vengas con fatiguita, con mucha ojera y estropea por la madrugada. Ay, guabina, que yo no quiero que tú me hables con esa gente de Mangla, porque tú sabes que son mengotas que se pone toda la gente a conversar. Guabina, sí, te va a pasear.
Ay, guabina,
que muy duro te voy a dar.
Guabina,
no seas mala, no.
Guabina,
yo no quiero, negra,
guabina,
que te vaya a manglar.
Ay, guabina,
que me viene luego tú,
guabina,
con mucha jera, negra,
guabina,
y luego va a pasar,
guabina,
con fatiguita tú.
Guabina,
no, 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 no. Con barriguita no, guabina.
The young man that you have just heard sing is Carlos Pous. He is the blackface comedian of the unit, of the Cuban unit. He just sung for you a typical African song. Songs that were sung by the slaves when they were brought to Cuba, and he has picked that from tradition. That is, he has heard that type of song over and over. That is, it is always heard in Cuba. They usually use Cuban drums and gourds and sticks like they used to use in the days of the slaves when they didn't have any musical instrument, and they were accompanied by sticks and drums and so on.
And that song is part of the regular the vaudeville entertainment.
It is. We use it here. We use that type of songs here quite often.
Is it sung in Cuba by the white or by the Negroes?
Well, no. It has been picked from the Negroes, but it is used by actors. Oh, they love it. It's such a strange rhythm to most old people that they prefer to hear that song than any other.
Thank you, Mr. Page.
The song that you have just heard Carlos Pous sing, it's sort of a Negro song. It's a Negro telling his girl not to mix with another tribe because he does not consider them as good as they are, and he does not want to mix the tribes. And well, he does that. It seems like the girl is in love with someone, and she goes to a nearby a tribe, and he does not want her to continue to go over there, and he's asking her to please stay in her in their grounds.
He doesn't want to have children from the other.
That's right.
Thirty-one, 46, A1, 2, and 3.
Yo soy Adelita Martínez, la que tiene el gusto de hacerles el canto Congo Mercé. Ay, Merced, Pelonia, ¿dónde tú estás? Pate el gato, baila y vio por donde pasa la negra Merced. Ay, ven, Merced, rompe ya negra, baila, que ya el canto te va a dar. Quieres candela y de changón. Ay, métele, métele negro al bongo y también dale al chachán. Se formó la rebambaramba aquí. Ay, ven pa' acá, que ya el loco se soltó. Por ti me voy a volver, también loco yo ay, Meseto tiene bilongo, ya se va. La alegría de sola, como Donaldo, me muero pa' ti, negrita. Ay, ven, Meseto, tío, ya baila más. Quien tu cuerpo tienes tú, a su tirita. Ay, Meseto tiene bilongo, ya se va. La alegría de sola, como Donaldo, como Donaldo.
That you have just heard was sung by Adela Martinez. The name of the song is Merced. It's a different type of song that have been sung before. For this one is dance in dance halls in Cuba. That is that rhythm. You also heard some Cuban drums played by Ramon Bermudez, and Mr. Delfino was playing gourds, and I was at the piano, Art Pages. Carlos Pous helped her out by helping her sing in the montuno. That is the fast part of the number. The number is divided into two parts. The first part is sung a little slower than the second part. The second part is a little faster. They keep on getting fast until it takes up to a very fast tempo.
You
the idea of the song is the name of the song is Merced, and that's a name, proper name, and it's a Negro girl's name, and she's supposed to be the most popular of the party, and the song refers to her popularity, that is her way of dancing and acting and speaking and so forth, and everybody sings to her beauty and her pep, would you say, and the whole song is based on her.
Oh. 3146B 1, 2, and 3.
Oye mi canto, mi negena, oye mi caca canto, que por ti se derrite tu totosa caca caca canto. Eres la reina de mi albedrío, de mi albedrío. Tú eres la diosa de mi pasión, de que me que paga ocasión. Entra por siempre en el pecho, me que y apaga el fuego, y apaga el fuego de mi pasión. Y apaga el fuego de mi pasión, de que mi me que paga ocasión.
The song that you heard was sung by Gilberto Delfino, manager of the unit, and the name of the song is Nena.
Now, can you tell what it means? What type of song is it?
This is probably the oldest type of Cuban song that has ever that has been known to be the oldest.
And where is it learned, or how is such a song learned?
There is no way of tracing it to its author or originality. It has just been picked from one generation to the other.
Now, can you tell what it's about, that song? What does it say?
Well, I don't know.
Hold it.
You have to.
Tipo que le canta a una muchacha que le dice que está loco. Se asoma a la ventana y está loco.
This is a typical song that is sung to a girl by a window, the Spanish windows. And that's about all I know about the song.
Could you get the words from them?
No, I couldn't.
Ask them what the words are. You translate.
¿Qué es lo que dice una palabra allí?
Palabra que él le canta a ella para que se asome, para que sepa que él está ahí cantándole.
Dice, oye mi canto, mi prieta, oye mi canto, que aquí estoy a tu puerta diciéndote que te quiero, que te amo, que te lomo, ven para la posada.
He just singing to her and telling her how much he loves her and in other words, calling her to the window in order to start a conversation or something, just a song to start conversation.
We're now going to give you an idea of the different Cuban rhythms. The first one is a song, that's a slow rumba. Now he will play a rumba. That's a festival. And now a bembe, that's a typical African rhythm. Now a conga. And now mani. This is probably the oldest rhythm known. This was done by Ramon Bermudez, a Cuban drummer.
And Art Pages, the pianist, was giving the announcement.
Access the cross, Christ died man to save. Why is full of youth while poor flesh won't slap? The dispersed deck is due up the tree crap.
That turned me fine, Mr. Roberts. Sure, thank you.
Long time ago, I learned about a funny song, that's all I know. It was a very funny song.
Where'd you learn this song?
I learned it all in the Bamers.
Go ahead and sing it, please.
Oh, mama, the big tomcat, she got so fat that she could not run at the mouse and mom. Children's lost the fine teeth comb when the heads crawl away with the lice. A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P. What you think of Q, right, it is something's in my hammer.
What was the last line to that song, Mr. Roberts? Repeat it for me.
The last line?
Yes.
Yeah.
You said there's something in my...
There's
something in my hammer.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I wanted to come get to know the latter, what I said down.
What did you mean by that last line?
I meant to clear my throat. There was something in my hammond.
Oh, I see.
See, when I said something in my hammond, see? That's the end of the song.
I see, thank
you. That's the end of the song, when I said something in my hammond.
All right, go ahead, Mr. Roberts.
When the leaf turns red, when the leaf turns red and falls, even to the green leaves, they turn red and fall. Everybody's got a hiding place. We poor sinners got none. Run along, run along, down in the valley to pray. Oh, Mary, oh, Martha, 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 another dying lamb. Yeah.
3378, B1, 2, 3, and 4.
And she would sing, leaf turns red, when the leaf turns red and falls, even to the green leaf, they turn red and falls. Everybody's got a hiding place, we poor sinners got none. Run along, run along, down in the valley to pray. Oh, Mary, oh, Martha, another lamb, another dying lamb, give away Jordan, give away Jordan, give away Jordan. God but one more river to cross, my Lord. When I look way over in Jordan, and I see God's chariot coming, and I know it's God's chariot for the running of the wheels, the red and white robes together. In that mighty day, in that mighty day, my Lord, in that mighty day when Jesus Christ was born.
What song are you going to sing next, Mr. Roberts?
Sweet Robin One Morning in May, singing Apple Tree Over the Way.
Go ahead.
I heard a sweet robin one morning in May, who sang in the apple tree over the way. What she was singing so sweetly about, I tried a long time, but I could not find out. I'm sure she replied, you cannot get wrong. Don't you know I am singing a temperance song? Cold water, cold water, cold water, cold water. Don't you know I am singing a cold water song? Down the well, and he'd see his picture down in the well, and he'd call his name. So when he actually got a son growed up, and his son met the well with him, and he said it so much. He says, is that your name, Daddy? Oh, he said, that's my name, Daddy.
Will you tell us the riddle now that you were talking about, Mr. Roberts?
Oh, about the man.
That's right.
I would tell nobody his name. I would tell nobody his name. He'd look in the well and he'd see his picture in the well. And he'd say, black and bogus, sockety-lendy, kickety-boo, backety-o. So last of all, when his boy, he had a son, he grew up, and he went to the well with him. And he said to him, he said this word, sockety-lendy, kickety-boo, backety-o. He says, is that your name, Betty? He says, yes, that's my name, Betty. That's the first time he'd ever told anybody's name. Sinner comes, there's a sinner, may there is joy, there is joy. When he turns to God in the gospel way, there is joy, there is joy. There is joy among the angels, and the harpist music rings. When a sinner comes repenting, there'll be glory for our King. When a soul is born in the kingdom bright, there is joy, there is joy. When he walks by faith in the gospel light, there is joy, there is joy. There is joy amongst the angels, and the laugh with music ring.
3379, A1, 2, and 3.
Thank you. Yes, this little song was sung in the band of Yankee Doodle King. Once in my mind, climbed the tree, took a stick to Bruce. There she stood, framey corn and corny bud the root. Yankee Doodle went to town on a little pony, struck a father in his chest and called him Macaroni. Tell us a little thought of the song. A mother taking the little children out to walk, and the father made him some little snowboards out of snow and shot them up from the limb. And then when they seen them, they asked the mother the question. They thought they were live birds. And she was walking along there and she was smiling at them as they were talking. She thought the birds were hungry and she told them, let them get some crumbs of bread that perhaps they want to be fed. And they said, Snow White darlings, look around, see your breakfast on the ground. And Mama, dear, how still they keep. That's what they're saying to the mother. Do you think they are asleep? And do they not know it? They'd wake up and fly away. That's what they said. If they were alive, they'd wake up and fly away. But Mama are on the garden walk, smile the other children talk. Shake the limb down, buddies go. Papa made them out of snow. She was laughing at them as if it saying these words, you know. She wouldn't let them know till they found out themselves what they were. They thought they were live birds. Birdie, birdie on the tree, see them, Mama, one, two, three. See they spread their little wings, oh, what darling pretty things. Let us get some crumbs of bread, perhaps they want to be fed. Snow White darlings, look around, see your breakfast on the ground. Mama, dear, how still they keep? Do you think they are asleep? They are little boy going out looking for bets, you know, and he ate his hat. I told the bet to come get on his hat. Said, next time you bake your baby mistake, he's wrong mistake, and he said, come get on his hat. That's how he's saying to the bet, you know. What you want to say now? Bet, bet, come under my hat, so give you a slice of bacon. I'll bake your cake next time I bake if I am not mistaken. And things. Sometimes he was sitting down there, you know, and like babies in your lap. And I remember I was to be in the and things like they used to learn, and learn and things like they used to learn. They were growing up, some of them. What's this now? Jeremiah jumped in the fire, fire was hot, he jumped in the pot, pot was full, jumped in the pot, pot was full, jumped in the pot, pot was full, jumped in the pot. He jumped in the creek, he was fried, he jumped in the tide, he tried the song, got all left the fire along.
B1, 2, and 3
The woodmouse once made a snug nest in a corn field belonging to good farmer West. Everything grew that was pleasant to eat, from beans, oats, and barley to beautiful wheat. At the door of his house on a carpet of green, a wood mouse all set and away to be seen. This is truly a very fine cornfield, said he, and doubtless was planted on purpose for me. He nibbled the corn as it lay on the ground, just as bright as a lark, and he sleeped for sound. So safe in his nest, far from two books of ice, not worried by dogs, no more molested by boys. Farmer West was immense all in day after day, but never attempted to drive him away. For said he with plenty and God gave it all, a little beast here for a creature so small. All the one owned the business.
Is that right?
Yes, I know them all and I come here. Old Ben Delta. Old Ben Delta went to shooting, Mary Matt, hogs are rootin'. Dogs begin to shake and jump and chase and circle around the stump. Get out today, oh, Ben Turkle, you too late to get your supper. Oh, Ben Turkle was a funny old man. He washed his face in the frying pan. He combed his hair with a rag on wheel and dodged a toothache in his heel. Get out today, oh, Ben Turkle, you too late to get your supper. Too late to get your supper. Take the same and play on many of the children. I want to sing it now, eh? Maloney, he's gone to his grave, gone to his grave, gone to his grave. Maloney is dead and he's gone to his grave, gone to his grave. Let's plant two green apples close over his grave. Over his grave, over his grave. Let's plant his green apples close over his grave, over his grave. The apples are ripe and they're ready to drop, ready to drop, ready to drop. The apples are ripe and they're ready to drop, ready to drop. They came along Charlotte to gather them up, gather them up, gather them up. They came along Charlotte to gather them up, gather them up. Maloney came out and he gave her a knock, give her a knock, give her a knock. Maloney came out and he gave her a knock, give her a knock. She went hippin' and hoppin' up Strawberry Hill, Strawberry Hill, Strawberry Hill. She went hippin' and hoppin' up Strawberry Hill, Strawberry Hill. Sunday morning, Timber eating. Every Sunday morning, Timber eating salmon. Timber, Timber, Timber eating salmon. That's been it, so just so at all.
3380, A1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Some white, some coming in the night. If the dogs don't bite, then the teeth most right. Some white. Some white, some coming in the night. If the dogs don't bite, then the teeth most right. Some white. That's gonna need, daddy. When he just got the bird to build a nest, a little man Mark got daughter out of Eve at best, and they would dig the cross. You see, they've been printed in books. That's how come off the loan. They were read in books for years ago, before. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want that or not.
Well, I want to tell you just about how dirty tobacco is. Tobacco is a nauseous weed, and from the devil it did proceed. It fires your hands and spots your clothes and makes the chimney off your nose. Oh, yeah, little bitty. I say, don't tell the tobacco fiends about who told you this, because they'd be jumping in me about it. Oh, you know, a fella once, he climbed a beanstalk, and he kept climbing and climbing and climbed. He climbed up the high till he got up to the third heaven. And when he got up there, he could just make to get out, and that was all. And he got up there, he looked around, and he saw 50,000 women making clothes for the people. And they turned around, looked at him, and asked him what he was doing there. Said, is he no place for you to be? Said, well, he said, I was trying to get down. Said, well, there's no way for him to get down. Said, well, he'd better tear up the linen cloth and knot it together until he could get it down. So they tied it up and knotted it together until the guest got enough to reach down about 30 feet from the ground. And he come down by that. First he thought he'd fall feet foremost. He said, no, that if I fall feet foremost, my legs would go up in the fire, I wouldn't get many to get along. He said, I guess I'll go head foremost. So he went down head first. And when he come down head first, he buried up so far in the sand that he couldn't get out. And he said, well, he thought he'd go home and get him a hoe and go down and dig himself out. So he went home and he got him a hoe and rubber and went down and dug himself out. And while he was digging, he cut the corner of the hoe in his eye and it made him squint-eyed. So that's why you see squint-eyed people today. The fella that come up there, that place where the hurricane always starts from, what you call it, Puerto Rico.
He was the one who told you that story?
Yeah.
Was he a Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
How did he come to tell it to you?
I don't know. just sitting down talking to him, you know.
Where were you then?
I was here in Florida. And he was here in Florida too. Old Spaniard, he was old. No, old Spaniard, old Ed. You know old Ed? No, old Ed. I already told him the name of where I was born.
Now, what part of the Bahamas, where were you born, Mr. Robert? What part of the Bahamas?
I was born in Abaco.
Oh, in Abaco?
Oh, no, across the Abaco here.
That's about how far from Nassau?
It's 100 miles from Nassau, but it's about 170 miles, I guess.
Go ahead and tell us this little thing.
But what was it? Two O's, two hands, a hell and a D, put it together and spell it to me. London, London. Oh, about Mrs. Gallagher, what is that now? No, Mrs. Gallagher. Right, let me see, I'll try to get in now. That all boys have and girls don't have it at all. Mrs. Gallagher, she had it twice in the middle. And if you want it to the two ends, you've got to go to Liverpool for it.
What
the hell?
What did you say that was, Mrs. Gallagher? I mean, what's the answer to the riddle?
What's the answer to the riddle? It's a hell, a letter for hell.
Oh, I see.
Hell. Mrs. Gallagher, she had double L in the middle. You see, boys don't have hell in the name at all. All girls have it. See, all the girls have it, but boys don't have it at all. They ain't got a hell in the name, huh? Huh?
Right.
And Mrs. Gallagher, she had it twice in the middle. She did.